What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
Podcast time.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, bold of the new team member, Danji, to be the one who launches it.
You left a second there, and so I just thought I'd jump in.
It's something that I learned. I once worked on Osher's Loveline.
Okay.
When that was on this network years ago. And something that Osher taught me was the power of the pause.
Okay. I obviously, I haven't spent any time with Osher, and I jumped right at it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Fifi Feminic podcast. The guys... not on this part of the podcast. They are in the full show because we were out at Pakenham today. And boy, oh boy, wowee. As, typically, we record this podcast right after the show. But the crowd turned out in Paki. So the guys just had to get there and get the photos.
It'd be so hard. You're there. Everyone's hassling you for a photo. You've got no time. You do your show commitment. You go.
Fev was getting all this free food as well. He was getting like pasta
calamari?
Sauces.
Yeah. Fev loves calamari.
He's a calamari like... in the morning, man. It's very odd. Yeah, whenever we go out to anything, if there's a kitchen, he'll have calamari. When you think about it, that's octopus in the morning. Very odd. Very strange.
How was Delta?
She was incredible. She was radiant.
She is majestic she like looks in person.
Yeah, she is. She's just like one of those, if you go, oh, she's like the girl next door for Australia. That's who she is.
I feel like she's the Mariah Carey of Australia.
She actually has some pipes on her as well. It's incredible. Like... And Fev got goosebumps from her singing. I think the entire room did. But then watching her do a cover of Benson Boone, whatever his song is at the moment, The Beautiful Things.
Yep.
She was like literally reading the lyrics in front of her
and just
and belting it out at the same time. There's like people can sing and then people can sing. So she was incredible. Very good of her.
What a queen. And you didn't wake up. What happened this morning?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You're
the
last person I expect. I assume I'm a two person alarm. I would assume, I'm a two alarm person. I would assume you're like a four alarm person.
I've got a shortcut on my phone that I hit every time I go to bed and it puts the phone into sleep mode and then it activates about 10 alarms. So I can't miss one, basically. Yeah. And then I've also got a Google Home and I set that alarm as well.
Oh
so
the Your
double
house
alarm
is just
boy.
Going,
yeah. And incredibly, no one came in and was like, oi, like, can you just stop everything or can you, what's going on? I feel like I have seen in the news Apple say that there is an issue with alarms not going off at the moment, so which feels like a critical thing. I don't know how you fuck up the clock app so that the alarm doesn't go off.
So you're blaming it on Apple, not yourself?
At this stage.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Further investigation pending.
Big podcast. Obviously, as mentioned before, we've got Delta. Fev was on the news last night and Toby wasn't very happy with what she heard. Toby, Fev's five-year-old. We get a little bit of an insight into the commercial that the guys have on TV at the moment and Fee's body double.
Girl.
Yeah, I can't believe this. Hamish Blake is like number three or four that I've mentioned. He's on the show talking about the fact that Andy finally announced his engagement yesterday.
I think it was 12 years Andy Lee was in going out with.
Yeah, Rebecca, I genuinely thought Andy was just, I thought the two of them had come to an agreement. That marriage isn't for us. And for some people it isn't. And yeah, she's popped the question. Oh, no. He popped the question. And coppers are checking in on unlocked cars. We get to the bottom of that in this pod as well. Hey, keep listening. We've got an Alpha Bucks answer hidden somewhere in this podcast.
Arden Homes. Create award-winning energy-efficient homes that are not only beautiful, but improve the way you live. And for a limited time, enjoy up to $39,000 in bonus upgrades.
From the Fox Studios in South Melbourne. Fifi Box.
We make people feel good.
Brendan Favola.
Fishy, fishy, fishy.
Nick Cody.
Boo. Boring.
Are Melbourne's number one breakfast show.
Woo! Popular Melbourne radio hosts Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
From Melbourne, Australia, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
We are the best city in the world.
Just love Melbourne's the best.
Absolutely love it.
They are the best.
Live in Melbourne every day.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
These are becoming the biggest parties in Melbourne.
We've packed outdoors.
We did schoolies for the very first time.
Mary Warren, here is your statue of Brendan Favola.
Melbourne's house.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
Margot Robbie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jack Black.
Great to meet you.
So good to have you back on the show and to come to Brekkie and the Burbs. You just won $100,000!
You just won Fox's golden ticket!
That is the secret sauce. Oh,
the Foxes, Fifi, Feb and Nick. Wake up with Fifi,
Feb and Nick. Morning, Packardown! Fifi, Feb and Nick, good morning. Look at that crowd already.
This is going to go so pumped, Packardon, look at you. The queue outside when we got here is absolutely insane.
And it was 5 degrees.
And we've now got security. Like, there is security you've got to go through to get into Brekkie and the Burbs.
This is very exciting right now.
Yes, Packardon, we know that people have been lined up since 1 a.m. this morning. And now let's welcome to the stage one of our favourite people in the world, Delta Goodrum.
Well, this is a bit fun.
Delta, this is so fun. Well, we just love that we get to see you.
You can sit wherever you want.
We love that you came to Pakenham. Pakenham are very excited for you.
I love that I got to come here. It's wonderful. It's so great to see so many faces. You have a big party on in these mornings.
We do. These are the biggest street parties in Melbourne. And let's start with some of the people who are your biggest fans, because we've heard some amazing stories. One is Laura. Well, now, where is Laura? Laura.
Hello, Laura. Hello again.
Hello. Now, Laura, what have you got on your arm?
I've got a tattoo of your name, which I did show you before, but I would love to show you again.
I love looking at a tattoo. I love that deep connection of a tattoo. I always find it so beautiful. It means that something in each other's lives has connected us at a deep level, that there's a, you know, something that's
permanent.
Is it a signature? Is it a signature or is it in...
Oh, what's it say, Fev? Or?
It's the writing of the first couple of albums.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's so beautiful.
It's very fresh.
Yes. Oh, wow. I won't go putting my hand on top of it.
Did you get that yesterday just to show her today?
No, I got it on Tuesday. It's like a 21-year relationship that we've been in.
Yes. Yep.
So I thought it was about time.
I love that so much. What was there a specific thing that spurred it on this week?
No.
Did something happen in your life?
It's been booked in for like 3 or 4 months. It takes a while to get into my artist. So it just so happened when these guys announced that you were coming, I was like, oh my God, the Queen! Oh my God! So I lost my mind and, my tattoo artist did it for me.
Oh. Well, Laura, the great news too is there's room under Delta's name for Fever Nick.
Yes.
Amazing. That tattoo is booked in for next month, you know?
Now, Sally, where's Sally? Oh, Sally, this is a great story. Can you tell Delta and everyone listening, if I asked you, what goes on top of your Christmas tree every Christmas?
Yep, most people would say an angel or a star, and I tell everybody that I put Delta up there every year.
Another angel.
Because she is an angel and a star combined. So it doesn't get any better than that.
I love you.
And she does a Christmas special on Christmas Eve every year that I watch with the girls. Yes. It's awesome.
It's honestly my favourite. Each year getting to put that together. We started it in 2020 and it was kind of a way of like, how do we give back to, you know, deserving, amazing families. It'd been a hard year, and then it just kept rolling on and kept calling people to sing with me. And
last year she got up and she kicked her shoes off and she did a big dance at the end. I was like, come on, Delta, while smashing beers. I was like, let's go.
Why I've been placed on the Christmas tree, you know.
So the thing about Delta, and you all know this because we've loved you, Delta, and
I'm
the
staying
public
with you. I'm just quickly saying hi as
I'm about to give her a compliment. She walked off. I don't say this very lightly, because we interview and know lots of people in the industry and lots of people we interview and meet. But this woman is absolute heart of gold.
Yeah.
Like, everything about you is so genuine and authentic. And I can say when I was pregnant with Trixie, my 11-year-old, the first gift I received was from Delta. And it just made me cry. You're so thoughtful. You are the real deal. Yeah,
well, thank you
very
much. And
that's why you have this love. And speaking of love, we have Lynn down the front who was here from 1 a.m. this morning.
She's so
I had no
excited.
Idea I was walking into a love fest.
Oh, this is
amazing. This is the best.
So good.
Can we do this every week?
Yes. I mean,
go out and take on the world.
Take on Melbourne.
Wow.
And Lynn, you've made something for everyone in the crowd here at Pakenham.
Yes, so
what?
This was meant to be a surprise, but I have made a little fan project. I'm yet to hand out every single one of them, but they're little hearts to celebrate Hearts on the Run.
Oh, my God.
And it says, we are many, but together we are one. Our hearts united together on the run. And I just want to say, you are an inspiration beyond words can express. You have changed my life, transformed my life, and, you know, since I was 6 years old, so I love
you. I say that you're the one who did that. I'm just a mirror to remind you to keep going and to be able to make your life the best it can be. You know, I'm very proud of you. And you look beautiful today.
Thank you.
Loving the colourful.
It's an amazing costume.
Yeah, sick.
I was actually going to wear that, Lynn. I'm
very you got to be quick around here. When my friends come out, you know, you got to be quick. Can't go thinking you're not going to be the only one of those angel wings.
Well, let's get those hearts around. Everyone pass the hearts around. Yes. These can fly. While Delta is performing for us now, we're going to have you here across the morning.
Yes.
I get reminded of Delta every day. I think of you, and it's not in that way. It's in the way where both my daughters, Lenny and Lulu, wear Delta perfume.
Oh, amazing.
And it smells incredible. And every day I get in the car and I'm like, they go, Dad, it's Delta good perfume. And it does smell good. So every day they wear it.
We can't believe like how much that's been a part of, like, I will see somebody and I go, hang on a minute. Like I can tell. Like, I had this one when I was at a restaurant, and the woman was sitting there. She's like, "Hi, I just have to. I'm wearing Dream. I'm wearing Dream." And I'm wearing the second coat. I was like, "I knew you smelled good."
Yeah, it's such a good scent. Get out and get it at your chemist warehouse.
Yes. Now we're going to talk to you more across the morning, but right now we cannot wait for this. Your wonderful fiance Matt is waiting over there with the guitar. Yes. Hey. Let's talk about the most amazing couple in the industry too. But we've got Hearts on the Run. This is your new single.
It is.
Yep. And obviously, and we know how much you put into your music and how passionate you are about connecting and being authentic.
Yep.
So, absolutely. Yeah, talk to us about the song.
For sure. The song came from a place of, we had been on tour so much at the end of last year. We were just going from city to city. World had opened up. We'd done the European tour, come back for the 20th anniversary of the Innocent Eyes tour. And it was kind of that, like, we were just our whole team, like we were just our band, we were on the run. Yeah. And we were like, and so at the end of we just wrote this song called Hearts on the Run, like, because we were just like, come on, give it going, like, just don't give up, keep going. And when you think you can't go any further, this is the song that reminds you have to just keep pushing through.
I remember watching your live, it was in the middle of the night, and I'd woken up, and I think the song was about to debut in England on the radio. But you were doing it live, and all you guys are waiting for it to get introduced. And then it got introduced, and you've been in the music game for a long time.
Yeah.
You were so excited. You were like a little kid at Christmas, and you were all screaming. And I was like, oh, this is beautiful. It was really special.
You know, like, my passion, music runs through my veins. I love it. You know, it's a passion. And, you know, it's funny, even though I started as a 16-year-old, I see artists starting at my age. I'm still the same age as I'm still in my 30s and everybody. But it's just because I've been around for so long that people, you know, kind of go. But it has been, you know, over 20 years, and I think it gets even more fun. I think, like, the being a part of music, like,
you don't care as much.
But you also celebrate the moments. Like, you're like, you got to honor the moments that happen. Because if a great moment happens and they're debuting it in the UK and we got to, you know, then yes.
Yeah.
Yes, pump up with the team and enjoy life to the fullest. Yeah. That's it.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, yesterday, guys, I snuck off just after 10 from our meeting because I had to go to an event out in the West. And when I rocked up there, I was about to speak to some young kids who have just graduated an apprenticeship program. They were kids that have been in trouble and they don't really go to school, and they do a wonderful thing out there in the West. But then the news rocked up and thought they'd film it. So last night, I was on Channel 7 News and I was sitting with my daughter and she heard this.
Footy champion Brendan Favola is spearheading a program to help keep young Melbourne men out of jail. The former troublemaker turned success story uses his own life lessons as proof anything is possible.
So little Toby, my 5-year-old, is sitting there with me, and she turned around and she didn't hear anything else but trouble. And she said, "Daddy, why were you a troubled footballer?"
Oh wow, how long you got?
Oh, man. I was like, because all the other girls, they know of my past, you know, what I used to get up to back in the day when you were a little bit naughty and been sacked a few times at footy clubs. But Toby thinks I'm an angel. She thinks that I am the greatest footballer of all time because I tell her every day. She thinks I've done nothing wrong. And I said, "No, honey, I wasn't a troubled footballer." And she goes, "Well, why did the man on the news say you were troubled?" I thought you were a good footballer. And I go, I was a champion.
It was when the game ended.
But I said, when the game ended, honey, we used to go out to the pub. And, you know, I'd have a few too many beers and I'd get myself in trouble. And she looked at me with the most angriest face and said, "No pub, Dad. Why did you go to the pub and not play football? You should have just played football and you'd still be playing football. You don't go to the pub." And I said, "Shit. Sounds like the missus." It was awful. I had to explain to my 5-year-old how much of an idiot I was. Oh, God. Wait till she can read.
Oh, wait until she can type Brownlow into YouTube.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We're having the best morning here in Pakenham, and we say this all the time. Brekkie and the Burbs, we've been doing them for the last 2 years, and they just get bigger and bigger. And they are the biggest street parties in Melbourne. We are ticking off every suburb in Pakenham. We've been waiting for this one. We knew it would be big. And so many of you were here lined up, like hours. We know that some were at 1 a.m. this morning. And we've been chatting with a lot of you. And I have been surprised, boys, you might not realise this, but a lot of people have been asking me about our TVC. We've got a TV commercial on at the moment. Has anyone seen it? Excellent. It's getting around. I think it's also on our Instagram or our socials if you want to look at it. But I've had a few people come up to me and say, "Oh, Fifi, loved seeing you on a motorbike. What was it like to ride it?" And I had to break the illusion of that and explain to them
that... You were pretty good sitting on it.
I'm much like Ryan Gosling in The Fall Guy.
Oh. Good comparison.
Yeah.
I had a stunt double. Oh, I didn't get to ride it.
You did.
Isn't that...
We didn't, because we just sat on it.
Of course.
And looked like idiots at the back where they took a photo of the glamour at the front with their hair doing this.
But the best part about
that... And us two are sat at the back.
If you've seen the commercial, there's a slow-mo. Fee takes the helmet off and flicks her hair. And Fifi asks the camera operator and the director, "For slow-mo, do I have to move slowly?"
That is a true story.
Fee thought slow-mo in movies was people going, shoot.
Actually, you're being complimentary to me there, because I actually did it, and he said to me, "Fee, don't shake your head in slow-mo." Because I would go... And he said, no, just do it.
Please. I think they actually wanted us to ride the motorbikes for real in the ad, but then they saw Fee attempt to park her car in an empty car park, and it took 8 attempts, and they went...
I made her get back in.
Yeah.
Actually, she just left it, and she goes, "Oh, this will be good." I go, "Mate, you're over all the lines." And then you drove up and drove back. You had a couple of worst driver in Melbourne.
Get out of the way in the car park.
Watch and she's got beepers as well. Beepers. Beep, 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 beep.
And it's weird too, because watching her drive, she drives in slow-mo. I've never seen someone do 15 in a 60. It's did this rate go as you planned?
Sorry, I brought it up.
If you're on the Monash on the way home after 9 o'clock,
get off.
Look out.
Go Princess Highway.
We are live from Pakenham till 9 this morning.
Melbourne's 101.9. The Fox.
Let's have some fun. It's often good to reflect on the things you do, whether you're proud of them, whether you're not proud of them. And we never know until our wonderful newsreader, Alexandra Bryant, reflects on everything that's happened in Fifi Feverick this week.
Good morning. I'm Alexandra Bryant, and this is the Fifi Feverick Bulletin. Comedian Nick Cody celebrated his 37th birthday this week with the launch of a brand new TV ad for his radio show, Fifi Feverick, featuring the guys running the world's biggest party and riding around on motorbikes.
Yeah. Mando normally gets me something, but she doesn't have to.
Why? So,
well, the glasses in the TV ad, the Ray-Bans, I don't have sunnies.
Did you steal them?
Last wardrobe, and she said,
yes.
Well, you can't have them. We can bill the Fox, and I said, yeah, do that.
Oh.
I just took the sunnies. I'm in my bag now.
I took the jeans and T-shirt.
There
you just took them?
Well, they said you can take and
just put them.
I gave everything back.
No, the lady said to me, because they're so big, I don't think anyone else is going to be able to wear them. I was like, oh, that's hurtful.
Did you take them to the shop?
No, but they've taken the tag off.
Oh.
So you can't take them back, and they're quite nice jeans.
I stole one of the motorbikes. I had a great time on the ship.
Victorian teachers are looking to introduce old school punishment back into classrooms in an effort to combat behavioural changes in students.
Because there are things that it blows my mind hearing what parents or teachers got away with. It's kind of the stuff that you can't do now. Like, and I think I've said this to you before, I remember when I was in prep in grade one, so we're talking, I think, mid-80s here, we at my school, we'd have underpant checks. So... You had to have the right underpants on. So we had school uniforms. It doesn't matter.
Was so, it sus high by any chance?
Australian boxer Harry Garside began his preparation for the Paris Olympics this week with an appearance on Melbourne Radio.
This might won't surprise you. I know nothing about boxing, but all I do know is all I'm doing is looking at your incredible teeth and thinking, yeah. What are you going to do? You can't box.
Well, that proves he's good.
The biggest ego boost I've ever had. Thank you. Thank you.
Can't get in.
You've got the best teeth of any athlete I've ever seen, and yet you're a boxer.
Doesn't that show you that he's good?
Yeah, so no just doesn't get hit. Yeah. Look at Floyd Mayweather. He's a beautiful man. He's never been hit.
Yeah,
out of
right.
85,000 fights.
Really? Do you get scared when people hit you?
Radio host Josiah Shalam made waves this week after admitting on air that he drives up to Warrnambool from Port Melbourne to collect water directly from a stream as he doesn't trust his own tap water at home.
What's going on, Kyle, with water?
Nothing. I just went camping over Anzac Day weekend, and I actually bathed in the river that Josiah collects his water from.
No,
do you wee in there?
Well, just on the edge.
Oh. It better be filtered by the time it makes it into my bottle, because that is disgusting.
Where's it going to get filtered from?
It definitely runs downstream.
God forbid you drink out of the tap that doesn't have Kyle's piss in it.
Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen went on Melbourne Radio this week with a proposal for former AFL player Brendan Favola.
We have for the first time Victoria's Premier in the studio. Jacinta Allen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
I've got a statue and we had it out of Bourke Street in Narre Warren, but now we've moved it to Flinders Street out front of Clocks. Yeah.
Do you want to stay? Does your statue want to stay at Flinders Street?
At Clocks? Yeah. No, it's a pub. Yeah.
No, I've got some thoughts. I thought you wanted to go back home. Given you're a boy from Narre Warren.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've removed the level crossing.
Yes.
Put in Skyrail there.
Yeah.
A lot of open space. Yeah. We could take you back home. Oh. You could put you there.
Mate, 100%. Yeah. I used to catch a train from there to Bakersfield to go to school.
Oh. And you can have a permanent home.
Thank you.
Yeah. Narre Warren.
Can I pitch this? He also loves clocks. Can we just get a second fence statue? <there? laughs>
And lastly, ahead of the blockbuster Carlton-Collingwood game tonight, Blues forward Harry Mackay, twin brother of Ben, and Collingwood player Jack Crisp played a prank on radio presenter Fifi Box.
So Jamie Elliott got up on your shoulders, Ben, and I saw it. But my favourite part about all of this is your twin brother, because you've got a twin, Harry. We haven't met him. He hasn't gone to come on the show. But your brother, tweeted it. And it blew up.
Well, my brother's pretty funny mostly, so. Oh, that's got to be hard to firstly. Yeah. But, it was a pretty cool mark. Obviously, I didn't get a great view of it because it was on my head, but.
Now, do you want to tell Fifi something, mate? Do you want to just let her in on something?
So, you know, you said I have a twin brother.
Yes.
I'm actually Harry, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is still Jack Crisp.
He has twin brothers.
Let me show you something. That is it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast on the Listener app. And as the Smith Street locals always say,
whenever someone playing the Millennium match,
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
That is not James Blake's alarm or his house.
No, clearly it wasn't. Actually, that is one of the alarms that I've got, and that still didn't wake me up. It is time for an Alpha Bucks answer. If you are playing on Monday, the 6th of May at 6:30 a.m., because 8 a.m. is Alpha Bucks Kids. Your letter will be G. Question number 4, a mythical creature.
A griffin.
Yeah, I'll take that. I was doing the Rolodex in my head of, is a griffin not a mythical creature, but an actual creature?
I think it's mythical.
Yeah. You could also take genie.
Yep.
Or gnome.
Nick Cody.
Silent G on the Nick.
101.9 The Fox.
Pakenham, you have turned up. It is going off here. And we would like to welcome to the show now. Please give him a resounding applause. Melbourne boy, Hamish Blake.
We back in the morning to you guys. I'm just driving. I was on my way, and I you know, friggin' traffic. I just pull over and find a payphone, but I wish I could be there.
I know. Well, we've got thousands of people looking at us going, wait, we'll wait for him to get through traffic. But well, you know what?
Quite a long way down the Hume.
Now, we've got to talk Lego Masters, because obviously I'm a big fan of Lego anyway, but Lego Masters Australia versus the world. Now, Sunday night, Haim, 7 o'clock. I want to talk about last week's episode because I'm a bit worried about this Sunday night's. Because watching Brickman, who does get emotional, and I love that man.
He loves a cry.
When he was dressed as a Frenchman and got emotional, I couldn't help but laugh. And I say that to Brickman's face. But I can see this Sunday night he's dressed up as the Joker. Are we going to see an emotional Joker?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a bit easier because that's an emotional character. It wouldn't be too out of character if we do see a tear. But yeah, I mean, we're not kind of getting dressed up. We're not getting crying. That's the subtitle of the show. You also see a pretty awkward Batman this weekend. That's me getting dangled from the roof a fair bit and having to squeeze my bearded face into a rubber mask, which sounds a lot hotter than it is.
Now, Hamish, I don't know if you know this, but Fifi's actually got a thing for Batman.
Yeah, you won't after Sunday.
I do that creepy thing at Movie World. Like the kids,
yeah, you chase it. That's not really Batman.
But I'm waiting for Batman. Oh, yeah, but whoever they get looks pretty good.
You inspected his gadget belt, did you? You're the one where Batman's like, no. Why don't we do a pose where you pretend you're punching me instead of the cuddle?
Now, Heimdog, obviously your best mate and your little sidekick, Andy Lee, he finally, after, oh, God, what is it, about 30 years, popped the question to his beautiful fiancée, Rebecca. How did you feel about that? You happy?
Oh, look, I didn't think he was going to ask me, so I wasn't jealous at all. I held out a bit of hope. I was wondering, they've been together for 10 years. He hasn't asked.
He's been third wheeling for a long time.
Maybe it is me. Maybe he will ask me. But then then when he went for Beck, it made total sense. I don't begrudge her at all. I'm stoked for them. It's gorgeous.
Do you reckon Beck was a bit flat that she's been with Andy Lee for a decade and he proposed to her in a dilapidated house?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty smart from here. He's like, this is it, babe. Things can only get better from here. So he's presented her. It was a bit Scooby-Doo, the old haunted house proposal.
It is.
But that's,
it's creepy.
Works for them.
How are the Aussies going in the Lego Masters Australia versus the world? Who's your danger?
Look, I like Shane and Diane. That's our mother and son team. Yeah, they're good. They're lethal. We obviously quite blatantly rigged this season, putting four Australian teams in, but half the field is Australian, which it'd be like turning up to the Olympics with 30,000 athletes. But we're about the rigging. But the internationals are doing really well. But I reckon, the remaining Aussies are looking strong.
Mate, everyone's cheating, mate. The Chinese cheated at the Olympics. It's fine.
Mate, this is pretty blatant.
Yeah, Haim, I was going to say, they don't get piss tested, do they? No one's going to pop for Ritalin. Realise, oh, that's how they've worked overnight.
Yeah. We turn a blind eye. It's an honesty to them.
Well, Haim, we'll all be watching Lego Masters Australia versus the World Sunday night, 7 o'clock to see you. And here in Pakenham, we've got another hour and 45 till you get here. So we'll keep waiting. Yep. Hamish, playing.
Come on, RACV, where are you?
Lego Masters Australia versus the World Sunday night, 7 p.m, 9 and 9 now.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Well, are we more pumped for Fifi Box who just got on the piano?
You were quite impressed, weren't you, boys? Really? I didn't just do chopsticks like you. I actually played a song.
What song was
Fair
it?
Fair Release.
How's that go? Go do it then.
Go on.
Right now.
Yeah. Here we go.
And you got to sing the song. What's Fair Release?
Oh, no, I won't do Fair Release if I've got you.
Play something that's like people will be impressed with.
Are you familiar with someone called Mozart? Okay, hang on.
Mozart? Hang on. That sounds like the start of Succession. Doesn't it? Faulty Towers.
Fifi Box.
Now don't you try and stop her, Josiah.
Now she won't get off it.
Do you only know Nokia ringtones?
Yeah.
It's not a rock of Stedford,
yeah,
mate.
How good was that?
You're pretty happy with yourself, aren't you?
Well, do you know what? I
7 years you trained just to do that.
You know how like, you get told, you know, and I didn't really get a choice. My parents just made me learn a musical instrument. And you never know why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't passionate about it. But now I've just got those two songs that I can just play
after
forever.
After 7 years.
And who
that's
knew
all
that
you
after
learnt.
7 years, one day, you could borderline impress 1,000 people here at Packard. It was all worth it.
On Goodrum's keyboard.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Now, I want to talk about this. This is fascinating. So this has been shared on, like, some a subreddit group in Melbourne here and in socials. Now, you know how there's a problem with people nicking other people's cars?
Mm-hmm.
Can we just not steal cars? Like, just let people have their cars? I've had a girlfriend. She had her car was everything. Get her to and from work. She lived in the northern suburbs. And it just got taken. Like, she needs her car. But the police have got an initiative, because I think part of the problem is a lot of people don't lock their car.
Idiots.
Yeah, but you can just forget.
No, you can't. Lock your
car. Anyway, how's this in Knox? Knox City, somebody had left their car open. When they got back, when they opened their car, there was a goodie bag on the driver's seat. They opened it. It was from the cops. The police had left a little goodie bag. It said, you've been checked. It's got a key ring saying, have you locked your car? And it's just like got some goodies in there, like a show bag from the police.
Where was it?
Knox.
Mate, if I left my car unlocked in Knox, I'd be wanting something better than a goodie bag dumped in the back.
Yeah, leave us a taser or something. Cool.
The Victorian police. Oh, we just had our constables, Shannon and...
You've really got to put those syllables closer
How
together.
How did you go then? Say that again.
The gap you're leaving is too...
It was
it's what? Too much.
Mate, that was
constables,
way too...
Constables, you say. Constables.
Constables.
No. There's stop a the pause in between... The and I'm not saying what part you're stopping at, but it's constable. That's how you say
constable.
It.
Constable.
Yeah.
Say it again.
No, because I must be saying it wrong.
Say it again.
Constable.
Stop the pause.
Anyway... I don't know if they're still here.
They're going to pepper spray us.
I think that's a lovely thing to do. Remind people to lock their cars.
It is Fifi Fevenick. We're live from Pakenham this morning.
Melbourne's number one breakfast show. It's the Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick. Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick. On the Fox.